Baltimore County is looking to flip the script when it comes to helping people find jobs. In the past, you might get some training in, say, healthcare or IT, and then look for work in those fields. Now, WYPR's John Lee reports, under a new program, employers tell the county what jobs they have available and let that drive the training.
Bus 63 pulls up to Trade Point Atlantic at Sparrows Point in southeast Baltimore County. The route's only been running for a couple of weeks, and there are no passengers on Angela Davis's bus, but Davis expects that to change.
It's cool that the buses are coming down here to the jobs so that people can get to work, so I think it's really cool.
The jobs Davis is talking about are part of Trade Point Atlantic's redevelopment of The Point, once home to Bethlehem Steel. Aaron Tamarchio is Trade Point's senior vice president. There are around 800 jobs at Sparrows Point now, but Tamarchio expects that number to quadruple within a year. He says they'll need people trained in transportation, distribution, light manufacturing, and in loading and unloading ships.
You can train a wonderful workforce, but if you're not placing them in jobs, you're not really fulfilling the mission of the workforce development.
So, the county is starting a program called Job Connector to train people for work in high-demand fields. Anna Maria Palmer, the Chief Human Resources Officer for GBMC, says that hasn't been happening as much as it should. Palmer says that's because the federal money the county uses for job training stipulates that the person looking for a job will request the training that he wants.
And while that's good, the job seeker may not desire training in a field where there are lots of jobs.
Like, say, healthcare.
We're constantly needing to hire more hospice nurses, more medical assistants, more bedside nurses or home health nurses.
So Job Connector will use $2.5 million in county money to train people in hot jobs and hook them up with employers. Officials predict nine industries will drive 75% of Baltimore County's job market in the years ahead. Healthcare is one of them. Another is information technology, and that's where Carl Miller comes in. Over coffee at the Boulevard Diner in Dundalk, Miller told his story. He's 64. He got laid off last January from his IT job at Johns Hopkins. He'd worked there for 22 years.
I worked on repairing computers, peripherals. I helped set up networks. I helped support people. I did all kind of stuff.
After he was laid off, Miller went to the county's job center on Eastern Avenue at East Point. There, a counselor said he should consider cybersecurity because there are a lot of jobs available. He got Miller signed up for a class he could take for free at Towson University. Miller hopes to be fully certified to work in cybersecurity by the summer.
You get laid off and it's kind of doom and gloom for a while, but this came along at just the right time, and it offered an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up. I couldn't believe it.
Job Connector is not yet in place, but Miller's example is how the program will work, with employers in the driver's seat. Will Anderson is the county's economic development director. He says 25,000 people came to the county's job centers last year looking for work.
So we have the capacity at both ends, people who need help and companies that are looking to hire.
Anderson says the Job Connector proposal will go before the county council next month. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.